السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. So yesterday we discussed how Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be destroyed. Allah will send worms that will eat them at the neck and kill them. Then when the Muslims will come out with Isa alayhi salam, they'll notice that the whole earth is filled with their corpses, stenching and decomposing. They'll make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again. And this time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send camels that will dispose of their bodies, and rain will come in such abundance that it will totally clean out and refresh the earth. Taking the discussion further, the scholars write that after Ya'juj and Ma'juj, there will no longer be any war. There is a hadith of Salama ibn Nufail that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was sitting with the Sahaba, a man came to him and said, "O Messenger of Allah, the horses have been neglected and weapons have been laid down. Some people are saying there is no fighting and the war has ceased." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, "They are lying. Now is the time for fighting. Some of my ummah will continue to fight for the sake of Allah, not being harmed by those who oppose them. Allah will cause some people to deviate so that they," meaning those that are fighting for the sake of Allah, "can get provision from them. And they will continue fighting until the hour begins. War will never cease until Ya'juj and Ma'juj emerge." Then the ulama also tell us that after Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Hajj will continue. There's a hadith of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anh, that Hajj and Umrah to the house, meaning to the Kaaba, will continue after Ya'juj and Ma'juj emerge. The question that will naturally arise now, has anyone seen this wall? People will think that in this era, or even in bygone era, surely people would have been searching for it. It is mentioned that a man came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that, "I have seen the barrier like a striped garment." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "That's the correct description, you have seen it." Ibn Hajar has said that, Ibn Kathir rather has said that the story of this wall and the attempts of kings to reach it, there was the Khalifa Wathiq, who was an Abbasid Khalifa, and he sent out one of his commanders with an expedition to look for this barrier and describe it to him when they came back. And they traveled from land to land, kingdom to kingdom, until they reached it and they saw how it was built of iron and copper. And they saw it in a huge gate with large locks, and they saw bricks or stones and people building a tower as if there was guards appointed by the neighboring kingdoms to be on the lookout. And they went back. It took them 2 years. And they described all of this amongst other things that they saw on that particular journey. Then there's a question that is this the Great Wall of China? This barrier that Dhul Qarnain put up to keep out Ya'juj and Ma'juj, is it the Great Wall of China? And the ulama say no, because Dhul Qarnain built this wall to prevent attacks by Ya'juj and Ma'juj, whereas the Great Wall of China was built by the Chinese emperors to protect their kingdoms. Then the material used for the barrier for Ya'juj and Ma'juj is iron and copper, according to the words of the Quran, whereas the Great Wall of China is built with stones and bricks. The Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the barrier was built between two mountains, whereas this wall of China is built on mountain tops. The barrier of Ya'juj and Ma'juj cannot be breached until Allah gives permission. That's in the time of Isa alayhi salam, whereas the Great Wall of China is already collapsed in some locations and people go through in and out of it. Then the scholars also explain that the question that will arise in the modern world that we live in, people will say, "But this is far-fetched. I mean, we've got technology, we've got satellite, we've got monitoring capacity. Surely we can see where the Ya'juj and Ma'juj are. Surely they cannot be a nation that exists to the exclusion of the rest of humanity." And here scholars explain that, look, the earth is vast. As much as we have made much progress, ultimate and full and definitive knowledge is only in the control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if something comes to us through authentic sources, that's what it means to be a Muslim. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. We believe in the unseen. And we know that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said will always be true. And what is in the Quran will always be true. We may not have a scientific explanation for it now. But look, things go missing. If you go by the theory that they genuinely can't find that Malaysian airplane that disappeared, then that would be an answer. To conclude the discussion on Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the question is, will the Muslims be obligated to fight them when they emerge? And the answer is no, because as per the hadith, the Muslims will be instructed to take refuge, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with Ya'juj and Ma'juj directly after Muslims make dua and supplication. We'll conclude now. So alhamdulillah, we've discussed Imam Mahdi, Dajjal, the descent of Isa alayhi salam, Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Going further now, we'll talk about the landslides, we'll talk about the smoke, we'll talk about the sun rising from the west. We'll talk about the fire, the beast, as part of what is remaining in as far as major signs of Qiyamah are concerned. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruk.